looking at the way the offensive end has crumbled in regards to, you know, the Patriots have won the team. They really need the three-point plays, especially when it comes to Aristide Mugabe. I don't know why he hasn't come in yet, but I think they need him. What do you think, Mokbele?
They need to get the captain in the game. I believe he is in now. And we are back with 5 minutes and 35 seconds left in the second quarter. We will be back on at halftime.
Silver Surfer.
There we go. Better than the Green Hornet. It's just the wrong Marvel comic. Heroes, we see an attempt for two there, coming back off from Corbett. Oh, that was a wonderful, like, interception, aerial interception there to flick the ball away. Otherwise, that would have been a score.
Yeah, he has been so good earlier and making his presence felt. I mean, that's a huge stop of a break. Just he possibly could have caught that and turned it into a turnover for his team. But just to stop that break, he's been in every correct spot. It's a 9-0 run.
That's a run, isn't it?
Patriots have been stuck on 14 for quite a while. I mean, they cannot get a basket.
Well, 0 out of 6 for field goals. That's not a good ratio, is it? Here we go. Is Madjock in the middle, gets the ball out. Actually, the little tipping. They've been working on that, but it doesn't work on that occasion. It's a good chance. It's 3 against 3 if they can do something. That pass from Cassana, it is not ideal. Crawford.
Yeah, Didi's got to help. Cassana's got to be aware. How about that hustle by Madjock? But also, Didi's got to be aware as they go to a zone and play in this zone, the Patriots are, and try to force some jump shots.
Here he is, Madjock. He's not going to go for three again, is
Madjock,
he?
You told me you could shoot those.
Arachi!
He told me he could shoot them. Robbie, didn't he?
We'll pick his brains afterwards.
Yeah.
He's kind of telling the truth.
Yeah, you got to look at tape and you got to watch me.
Didi. A chance to try and get those points from out wide there, but it comes to nothing. Didi missing the target and not walking away with the goods. Crawford back to Arachi.
Yeah, and there's absolutely nothing there offensively right now for the Patriots.
There's a chance for three out wide. Oh, my word! We can see that things are happening here. When they want to just light it up, they really go for goal, don't they?
Yeah, Elmar Baruch, that was a great three-point shot. If you're going to play a zone, you are inviting jump shots, but you still got to go locate people and get in front of them.
Yeah, this is concerning as well. Do you see how many, you see Costner just going in a little bit too hard? And
that's great ball movement there for the three ball from El Makaru. But how about Lahani? He's been unbelievable with his impact on this game early.
Outrageous.
No, he's really been good. Monastir up. 28-14 over the Patriots.
It's not bad.
Monastir is up against the Patriots. Prince, what do you feel like is the thing that the Patriots need to work on the most? There's quite a few things in my mind, but what do you think is the biggest thing that's caused this this gap in the second quarter?
Yeah, we bet score line 28-14. Mm-hmm. Then you have to know that something is terribly wrong on the defensive end and the offensive end, because in my analysis, I think if you can't get things going on the offensive end, then psychologically you crumble on the defensive end since you have nothing to protect, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of crazy. It's kind of messed up. They actually really need to improve on the defensive end and, you know, try and limit the damage, because right now as things are going, looks like U.S. Monastir, the Tunisians, are going to walk away with this one pretty easily, but they should actually find ways in which they can limit that gap, maybe three-point plays, maybe jumper shots and stuff, but they really need to get something going offensively.
How about this? The Patriots have not scored a single basket, a single point in the entire second quarter. They had 14 points at the end of the quarter, and they have not scored anything, and we are under 4 minutes left. So 6 minutes of play, and they have not been able to find the bottom of the basket.
And the coach realizes that. That's why he's called the timeout. And so that shows that they need to change their style of play. There are a couple of players who need to sit in the bench. There are a couple of players in the bench who need to come in and so to reinforce things. So let's wait and see how it's going to go.
We will see. Let's get back to it. We are at 3 minutes and 25 seconds in the second quarter.
He's fouled. He'll get to the line. And Sagamba fouls him. But one of the issues offensively for the Patriots, Robbie, is they're not getting anything easy. If you notice, there's great floor balance defensively for Monastir. They're always backing in position, so you're not getting any easy layups. So everything has to go over the top with a jump shot. And then the other thing they have is that anchor in the back who has remained on the floor. I don't think he's gotten a rest. And if he has, it hadn't been much of one. That is Mojo. He's cleaned things up. Mr. Eraser Man. He erases things around the basket. So that, with floor balance, makes it really difficult to score the ball.
And they just lost the ball there because Prince Ibe didn't realize that Ben Rhomdam was just in his shadow, and he just knocked the ball out of his hands just when he went for the rebound. And there's another easy 2 points for U.S. Monastir because it wasn't their play.
No, they got the rebound, and then they had a number of mistakes, including that last drive. Nobody rotated, and then another mistake. So now they're just mistake after mistake after mistake, Robbie, and it's costing them dearly as Abada gets the easy layup.
17 points scored in this quarter. How many points have the Patriots scored?
Zero.
It is zero.
Or you would say nil.
Nil.
Nil
point.
Yes. Someone's okay. Yelling in my ear. We're not making fun of anyone.
We're not making fun of anyone. We're telling it as it is.
And we're speaking all languages. But the Patriots. There you go.
Oh. Kasana. And that was important. That was a score that will actually sort of, you know, could. All it takes is a couple of baskets and things turn around very quickly.
Well, as we talk about it, you need to stop this momentum right now because it is like an avalanche coming down on you.
Majok for two inside. Oh, there he goes again, proving Lance Black's wrong. There you go.
That's exactly right. I didn't say he couldn't do it. I just said the last one that looked like that on the other side, he didn't take it.
You don't have to go on the defensive. I know. I'm with you.
You put me there,
no,
pal.
It's okay, but I'll bring you back. You know, it's okay. We'll just smooth it over the cracks.
I got it.
It's okay.
Costner with the step back three. The lefty misses, and who else? Majok.
There he is once again. At the other end, of course, very athletic. He's a wonderful athlete, in fact, if you actually look at what he actually does. He's already underneath the basket waiting to take the pass.
Well, these are pros. I hope he's getting paid well because he has got the whole game in his hands right now, controlling both sides of the floor.
Whatever they do, well, they do it well. That rebound not taken. Kasana picks it up. Prince Ibe making sure there was no mistakes and checking that there was no shadow behind him. There's a good opportunity. Oh, it's a delightful shot there. The triple goes in for Kenny Kasana. Timeout, of course, which makes sense.
Well, he comes off the screen. It was set by Ibe and does the right thing. Shoots it right over the top of Majok.
Well, reduce the arrears to 16, Lance.
Well, and maybe the ball goes to that man, Gasana, a little more. Put him in pick and roll, put him in isolation, because he's starting to heat up a little bit. And right now, the Patriots, Robbie, they desperately need buckets, as you know, and you like buckets. I know you do. We've talked about it.
How am I meant to react to that? I like buckets.
Well,
Robbie likes buckets.
I'll tell you how to react to that. Give it to me, and then I'm going to give the assist to Usher because she wants to get into the conversation.
She wants to talk about buckets?
Yeah, and potentially
Let's ask her. Let's ask her. Usher, tell us about buckets.
Well, I want to tell you about buckets and why U.S. Monastir have a 19-point lead. I see across the court there Thierry Keita, who is the team liaison for U.S. Monastir, and he takes takes us back, Lance, to that conversation about Ubuntu and the togetherness and how important it is to play as a team. And you can see that from the players who are coming off the bench. They're bringing good energy. Wael, Arakji, you have Firas as well. And they're supplementing that to what Majok and Ben Romden have to offer.
Thanks very much, Asha. We just saw the images of Masai Ujiri, who is, of course, the Toronto Raptors president, general manager, friend of yours.
Absolutely.
As I said, we have, like, basketball royalty here, and including Asha. Asha is basketball royalty.
Absolutely, including Robbie.
Lance Blacks, we're all together. We're in this together.
I'm with you all, Ubuntu. I am because you are.
Here we go. And Monastir trying to hit back. They conceded a few points in the last few plays. And there's the foul that's been drawn by Arakji. I think it's Kenny Kasana, isn't it, who picked up the foul, I believe. No, it's Prince Ibe, who's just picked up his third foul. We're not even at the halfway stage, but we've only got 42.6 seconds remaining.
Yeah, Munster does such a good job of handling the ball, and you'll notice when they have it on offense, it is very hard to speed them up and get them in a rush, which is why you don't see a lot of turnovers, see a lot of trips to the free throw line, as well as good shots as Ibe takes a seat and Bush comes in the game. But that's going to be one of the challenges as we move forward, Robbie. The Patriots are going to have to figure out if and how they speed Monastir up as they look to get a basket here late in the second quarter.
Well, look at the very aggressive defense here from Monastir, but there's a little bit of space out wide and a good chance for three! And that was the triple that they needed, and it poured in beautifully there. And you can just see that that is the kind of score that they need to get their confidence back. But a brilliant play coming in from Didi.
Yeah, the best you can ask for is follow that up with a defensive stop and go figure it out at halftime. You do not want to give up a basket here.
Yeah, and it's Kenya against South Sudan. This is a great opportunity. It's three against one. They go, oh, no! The pass there from Didi, not in the right direction, goes out of bounds, and a little bit of a, well, negative mark after a couple of good plays that could have really given that extra bit of confidence to the Patriots, but they trail by 15. It's a little bit better than it was earlier before, but still, it's halftime.
Didi, all he had to do was just...
U.S. Monastir 37, Patriots 22, 15-point lead for the Tunisian side. I am Mukbil Yabaro with my co-host Prince Nesta, also joined by the legendary Sonny Young and our NBA G Leaguer, Sheck Tierro. Gentlemen, let me put this one to Sheck. Sheck, what is going on with the defense from the Patriots side?
Man, this is what a game, man. What a game. Greeting to Sonny, greeting to Prince for the tremendous expertise to the VOA audience across the world, across of Africa, man. Like, what do you guys think about this, man? I really think, like, this is something like we was not expecting. Neither of us was not expecting something like that to let this team get a turning point in the first half of the game like that. We saw a very poor performance by the Patriot team compared to their previous team. It felt like they're playing with fear. What do you think, Sonny? What do you think, Prince, about that?
Yeah, that's a great point, Sheck, about playing with fear. You know, the Patriots got off to a great start. You know, Ibe made a couple of baskets early on, and they had that big momentum going, but Ibe's been quiet ever since those two baskets. Mugabe, the captain, I'm not sure if he's hurt or what's going on. He played only 3 minutes in the first half, no points. They need him to score. And Gasana, you know, kind of mixed performance. He had 8 points, but Monastir, they just turned it up in the second quarter. You know, they really showed what a well-rounded team they are. I think Prince gave a shout-out for Abada earlier in one of the games. Abada, their point guard, just a great, great point guard, maybe the best point guard in Africa.
Yeah.
He had 11 points in the first half. for Monastir. And I can't forget the big man from South Sudan, Majok. I heard Prince texted us, Chick. Prince texted us that it was like he was cleaning cars underneath the way he was blocking shots. I think he was stopping cars.
I've been loving Prince. Comment. He said one time Angel Light is leaking. I've been liking Prince comment a lot.
Well, I'm glad you enjoy it. Sensational stuff, folks. Sumptuous stuff. I think U.S. Monastir side decides a standing ovation, and they deserve a standing ovation. But I can sense some elements of fatigue. We can't really rule that out, especially, going by how they qualified, the Patriots qualified for the finals. I can see some elements of fatigue. But anyway, they started off a game really well. But Prince Ibe, the fans, since he had to leave the game at some point with two fouls, and he sat outside, and he was like the hottest player for them at that particular point, who could contain Majok, who could contain those defenders, and who could contain the offense from the U.S. Monastir side. After he went out, there was no really key defender. You'd have expected Kostner to actually come out and, provide defense at that particular point, but he also looked fatigued. And so what they also need to do, they need the mid-range jump shot, because the U.S. Monastir team has actually a very good defense, and then not allowing, the Patriots to just get in there and, get the easy layup. And so they need the mid-range jump shot, so they need the threes. Ken Gasana has been huge as far as that is concerned. He's their leader. He has to provide inspiration, not only to himself, but he has to give sight to the team. This is the time that they really, really need a leader who can inspire the rest of the team.
Prince, just jumping on that point here, I definitely believe that Kenny Gasana has to be the one that leads them when it comes to this next two quarters. The only thing about it is when we're talking about fatigue, as mentioned earlier, Kenny Gasana is averaging 31 minutes per game, and you can see the level of fatigue that it puts on him, because he has had some defensive slip-ups. He's also had instances where he's thrown the ball away, turnovers that are very uncharacteristic of himself. Are we forgetting to mention that the Patriots went almost 8 minutes in the second half without a single basket? Unbelievable. They had 14 points at the end of the first quarter that they basically, and when we were talking about earlier, the point that was brought up, I believe it was either Sheck or Sonny, was that they are definitely playing with some kind of fear, because they played what they believed was their best level of their best quarter, basically, and they still were down by a basket. So coming into that second quarter, I feel like they kind of got a bit demoralized, started trying to figure out how they were going to get around it, and they were just trying a bunch of different things that were not working at all. Fatigue set in. Defense was terrible. They were lax. They had turnovers. And then you had Kenny Gasana, who got hit, what, I believe, 5 points in the last.
He's the only one who's
stepping up and trying to do anything.
Yes.
Absolutely. I want to add that the teams on the Jedone is taking a lot of. You just mentioned the 8 minutes that they haven't scored at all. Mobile, they had only two unnecessary jump shots. And a team, if you don't make the first two, three jump shots, you should just get to the rim. This is not your day. Right. And we let it come to you at the moment when it's needed. We saw that with Gasana. Really trying to bring the team back in the game right now. And we see Kostner got 0 points the first time in the whole tournament to record 0 points in the first half. And that's a very poor. They need to come up with different mentality in the second half. And not let this team have a quick turnaround, because if you're playing catch-up against a team like Tunisia, you are in a hot spot, because they're going to come at you. They're going to make you play, and they're going to come at you. We saw Omar Abada, like you say, is Sonny. He reminded me of Steve Nash, Sonny. The way he played, the way he played with confidence, his game space, and his visual on the court, and his passing skills and his finishing skill in the left side and the right side of the floor, it reminded me of Steve Nash a little bit, you know, and I wanted to throw that out there. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I like that comparison, check about Steve Nash, who, by the way, he has some African ties. Nash was born in Johannesburg. I don't know if our VOA listeners are aware of that. He's now coaching the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah,
if I can give one shout-out to a guy who's not playing in the game at the Kigali Arena, but he's there, Dikembe Mutombo. The Congolese Giant. Got to give a shout-out for Mutombo, Mount Mutombo. And, check, in my heart, I got Dikembe right behind Olajuwon as the two greatest players from Africa. Yeah. What do you think?
Dikembe was a big defensive player, a great shot blocker. He brought that tradition to the league, and with no on the game or that kind of thing on his score. But he's right there. He's right there, right after Hakeem Olajuwon, I believe.
I agree.
I also want to look at a different fight. Also altogether, I've noticed, ever since they left the tournament, the team has crumbled a little bit. And I'm not talking about I'm not talking about the gameplay on the court. I'm talking about psychological, because basketball is really a psychological game. There's something they call brought to this team, some inspiration. It's like, but since I've noticed that, I don't know about you, maybe Mukbil, you have something to say about this, because Costa doesn't have anyone to talk to, American English with or something.
No. Frizz.
The musical beat is not the same right now.
Right.
The engine is leaking. It looks like the engine is leaking for the Patriots.
They have been as useless as the back pocket of a T-shirt.
Prince, I will say this though. I think J. Cole definitely helped the Dreamers out with whatever he could. The problem with this team, I think more so than anything else, is as you were mentioning, when the jump shots aren't going down, you need to go to the basket. But what happens is when you have a rim protector like Majok, who is literally scaring them from going into the lane, right? Because he is cleaning everything. It's like he has a lid on top he has a lid on top of the basket. Nothing is happening around here, right? So they're playing with that level of fear, so they would rather settle for jump shots on a day when their jumpers are not going down. It's going to be a very, very long second half for
long
this team.
Game. And imagine this is happening when they have Prince Ibe out, because the Prince Ibe, you cannot be score all the game on the post like that. And every time you throw it down in the post, you're killing the game, because they're doing a faster pace than that. Mm-hmm. The post take a time. You have to hold on the ball on the three-point line in order to find the post. But the Tunisian team just drive down to the middle and trying to do something. And it's really hurting them big time. Right. It's really hurting them big time. We will hope that they will come out with a solution and start making shots to start the first half for making this semifinal enjoyable.
Absolutely. I feel like the game.
I want to add this to it, Mubil, Sunny and Prince. When I see guys dunk the ball, it makes me so hyped, man. because it takes a big effort, a big mental state to really dunk the ball at the rim as a player. You know what I'm saying? Because even if you can dunk it, and you just a lot of players prefer to let it in. For you to really dunk alley-oop, and it's a very mindset, and you got to go get it always high and put it in, which we saw with the Mojak, number 41 for the Tunisian team.
Exactly, check. As Prince said, it's a psychological game. And when you dump the ball and then maybe flex your muscles afterwards, there's a statement
there going on. Yeah, it's a psychological game, yo.
We see
it with our friends. Even when he dunked the ball, people really see that, oh, my God, this kid is athletic. Yeah. We want him to bring that out right now in this game. It would be very fun.
If you want to bring out the fans, if you want the fans to be, behind you fully, you got to do such things. Basketball is also a show-off game. You got to show what you have. And so I'm expecting speed in the second half. I'm expecting fantastic ball distribution from the Patriots. I'm expecting lethal defense, and their three-point shooting ability should be on point for them to win against the Tunisian side. That's my opinion.
And no turnovers. Just limit the turnovers. You know, if you play good defense and you limit turnovers, you know that every position that you have, you're taking the best possible shot selection. The problem also that I noticed with the Patriots is either they do one of two things. Either they shoot the ball with like 20 seconds left in the first in a 24-second shot clock, or they decide to do the exact opposite and hold the ball up until the last 2 seconds and they take a terrible-looking shot. As we can see, both teams are not shooting well from the three-point line. Monastir is 3-for-10, and the Patriots are 5-for-15. More threes have to be put up by the Patriots if they want to have a chance. But it's the assist total where the Monastir side has 14 assists, where the Patriots only have 4, meaning that they are really just playing a individual type of game, one-on-one ISO ball, which is not going to work on this Tunisian side that has amazing, impeccable defense.
Remember,
one more quick stat for our Voice of America listeners. This the box scores, they have what they call an index. It's almost like a player rating. And and if you're in a positive, like the two highest ratings right now for Monastir are Abada and Majak. They each have an index of 11, which is pretty good. The lowest rating in the game so far, -4. -4, Brandon Costner.
Oh, yeah.
He's been a big disappointment for the Patriots. So they got to get those index numbers up.
Absolutely.
That's not acceptable from the best player on their team.
To disagree a little bit. I'd love to disagree on that one. Because if you watch the assists that Costner is, putting in, if you watch what he does, without the ball, just watch him. That's why the coach is putting him inside. I'm sure you're wondering, he's not giving us the basket. How come he's inside? Just watch what he's doing without the ball. I've even seen this in the NBA. Sometimes the Brooklyn Nets team, you find, James Harden, sometimes he doesn't score baskets. But I'm telling you guys, watch what he does, in the second half without the ball. Anyway, remember, you can track the BAL tournament in Bambara, French, Kenya, Rwanda, Portuguese, and Wolof on VOA Africa, VOAnews.com, VOA Twitter and Facebook accounts. And of course, right now is you're listening to special VOA Africa coverage of the Basketball African League in Rwanda.
Hey, quick question, Prince. From what I'm seeing at the moment, Brandon Costner has 1 assist. He has 1 rebound, 0 points. So are you talking about a hockey assist there?
He's confusing. Do you know why Ken Gasana is finding sometimes an easier time to shoot those threes? Yes.
Yeah.
That's the question.
I'll let you off the hook this time, gentlemen. It's been a pleasure. We are starting the third quarter back up again, and we will be back on for more insights post game. This is a VOA special broadcast of the Basketball Africa League. Back to the third quarter, U.S. Monastir and the Patriots.
Lil Deng, of course, who is also, I think, the president of South Sudanese basketball and also head coach of the national team. And we know him from back in the UK, of course, but an incredible person who also plays such an integral part in the evolution and the progress of basketball in some of these countries. And South Sudan has been through quite a lot over the past few years, of course, as we know.
Yeah, and that's not ceremonial. He's passionate about it as Rakji knocks down the three ball. But Lual Deng, he and Amadou Gallo Fall are similar in their passion, not only for the continent, but their actual homeland, South Sudan, and with Amadou, Senegal. And it's awesome to be around them and see that passion.
Oh, that was... Look at what he did there, Majok. And Bush is down on the ground, which is not great. But there is that man once again. And Majok really flying the flag now for his U.S. Monastir team. He goes back down to see if Bush is okay. And that's a nice gesture indeed.
Yeah, it's Robbie, fine. We're not going to glaze over that one. He made both plays on either end of the floor. He is like the Green Hornet as Dennehy misses the shot from the top of the key. Wow. And then Costner gets fouled by Sliman. But wow, both ends of the floor. Watch this young man burst a block. Ooh, I don't know, but coming back the other way, the big fella runs, catches, and dunks. And then he goes back to the other end and checks on Bush. He's like you. He's doing everything, including selling popcorn today.
Popcorn. Popcorn for the front row viewers. Yeah, 42-22.
I don't even know if they're selling popcorn, but if they're not, they're doing it now with you two in this building.
You can have popcorn at home if you want.
Okay.
If you can. Here is Costa trying to drop in a pair of points, but he misses the second. He's been picked up by Arakji, who's running the show. He's the chef d'orchestre, as they say in French. Sliman getting the ball back out to Majok. Here he is. El Mabrouk drops the ball into the hands of the danger man in the paint. Back out to Arakji, goes for three. And the ball's been just knocked out of the hands of Kenny Kasana. They'll get it back, of course. And but that 20-point difference is not a healthy scoreline, is it, really? You need to chew into it, but you also got to win those rebounds.
Well, yeah, you've also got to clean up a lot of these statistics. I mean, they 20 points off turnover, 22 points in the paint. They're giving up just too much easy stuff. 13 points off the bench. I mean, they just, it's an arsenal of people and plays. And there's Majok again with the block.
This is the play. This is play by play.
Nice work, guys in the truck, showing that again with Majok getting worked on either end as Gasana misses the three ball, and Majok, of course, comes up with it as Arakji gets him quickly into some offense in the front court, Robbie.
Yeah, here we go with Arakji, just waiting for Sliman. Look at him. He is just, he's got an insatiable desire to run. Gets knocked off his feet there, and, well, I think the call has been made. Arakji coming over to help him out. He was being hounded a little bit by Didi.
And earlier you asked me about the coaches and what they talked about. And one of the things was this, trying to stop the drive. And they feel like this team is really good at sharing the ball, which they are. And Coach Major wants to stop the drive so they don't have people to kick to shoot jump shots and or finish.
Yeah, like the likes of Ben Romdan, of course. They're all really dangerous at what they do, and they do have a multitude of options as the shot clock goes down to zero, and a wasted opportunity there for Monastir. They just took their foot off the accelerator for a moment. They
fell asleep at the wheel, which is not characteristic of this ball club. They really do a good job taking care of the ball.
But the moment you see a lapse in concentration like that, Lance, you've really got to take advantage. And as you said, Major has worked. He's gone through the drills as Costner goes for three. And that is sensational there from the big man.
Yeah, and he was shooting that as it was in the air, meaning he knew it was going up and going up quick. He's a stretch big. Actually, also Bush sometimes is a stretch big, but especially big fellow who knocks down Costner, who knocks down three ball.
El Mabrouk going for a dive. That's a soft touch, and the ball comes back out. It's into the hands of Arakji. They play slick basketball, of course, around the perimeter. Ball comes back out to Ben Romdan. Mid-range shot. No, he gets it out to the left. El Mabrouk, there's the shot, and there's the 3 points, and that's the way to do it. Every single time, they just find a way out, just when you think they're being closed down and shut out.
Well, it's a little thing, but Ben Romdan, it was on time and on target. Coaches know what I mean, and they like that. As Sliman holds Bush on the screen. But what I mean, well, you see it right there as he grabs him around the waist. And I love the look. He kind of looked at me. I mean, looked at the ref like you looked at me when you grabbed your calculator after asking me about the numbers.
I didn't pick up the calculator.
No, that's Brooke just knocks down the three.
There's a look across. I think he was looking at you at that point.
That's exactly how you were looking.
Oh, stop it. That's not the look. Come on. You're playing silly games now, Lance Blacks. The ball comes back out. They're going to push forward. They're going to try to make and find inroads. It comes back out. Didi getting the big man there, Prince Ibe, but he can't hook it over. And there's still a chance to try and scramble, but no, it's well won there by no one else but the main man, of course, who is Majok, who is on fire tonight. Round the back pass to Ben Romdan. can, or he gets rid of the defender and it's an easy layup. You see how they just he just allowed that boulevard to open up. It's like, make way, I'm coming through. Yalla, 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 in she goes. Yeah. And then you've got not Wahed, you got Etne points, which is two in Arabic.
Okay, or how about Dos?
That's going to be Spanish. You're good at Spanish.
What about Keto?
Cuatro.
Ketu, Hungarian.
Hungarian. Oh, that's a little bit different.
Okay.
Pulled me off guard. Didn't expect that. You blindsided me there. You flanked me on the side.
You didn't know I could speak Hungarian. I can count.
That was a round-the-back pass, that was.
Well, you did it to me.
To a blindsided...
That was a number counter punch.
I was blindfolded.
Yeah, as Araghchi gets the ball and comes off the screen, Majak... Isolation against Kasana, gets in the lane and puts it up high off the glass. That's why I say NBA people are looking or should be looking at this guy. This is one of two or three that I think could possibly do some damage on a roster in the States, Robbie.
He finds solutions in very awkward positions, and that makes for a very good ball player. This is good play from Prince Ibe, getting the better of Majok on that occasion. Going back to Araghchi, he does have a fine skill set. He can get past the big men, and I think that that's a great sign of a great basketball player. When you have a solution and you can use your skill set to get away from the big defenders, then that's a talent.
Yeah, it is a talent, and then you can finish as Ibe looks as if he's dumbfounded about what happened there. He was slow to come over and help. There was a collision near the rim. But, yeah, back to Araghchi. Not only can he get around people, but he can finish. He plays with a great pace, and he has the confidence of a lion in the bush as Monastir leads big, 49-27. Patriots trail.
U.S. Monastir is up against the Patriots. 22-point lead for the Tunisian side. Man, oh man, oh man. It seems like this game might be getting out of reach for the host nation's team, the Patriots. Prince, your thoughts?
Yeah, it's getting worse as time goes by. They have crumbled offensively. You know, they've been a bit careless with the ball for my liking, honestly. Too many turnovers. And they just lack inspiration. Tell me, show me, who's that inspiring player behind this Patriots team? Show me the Patriots team that showed up during the quarterfinal game against Ferroviario de Maputo. Show me the Patriots team that won the first two games. There's something wrong with the team right now.
I think, you know, basketball is a game of matchups. You know, when you match up poorly against a team, unfortunately, it makes you really, really second guess, you know, what it is that you're doing as a team collectively. But maybe it's not what the Patriots are doing wrong, but maybe it's what the Tunisian side are doing correctly. You know, I think we can attribute it to that.
I would like to differ a little bit. There's something they're doing wrong, and I'll tell you that. 3-point plays. Where is Mugabe? Mm-hmm. Why is he sitting on the bench? He's a player that was so hot. I mean, he had like 6 3-point plays and, you know, had 18 points, which means he scored all his 6 pointers and stuff. What is he doing on the bench? If I was the coach, you know, I would bring him in because that's what they need to limit the damage that has been done. 49-27 is quite a big margin.
It absolutely is, but, you know, there must be a reason as to why he has not been starting the entirety of the tournament. So maybe the coaching staff wants to keep the starters on, and if you're seeing your starters struggle this much, it's that much more difficult for the bench players to come in and really get warm. But let's get back to it. We are back third quarter. The score is 53-27. U.S. Monastir is up on the Patriots, and we will be back.
Seda Sagamba, he's tried out Aristide Mugabe. Things are not working out. He needs a leader up front, and I hope that he can give Aristide another chance to come back into this game and inspire his team.
Yeah, no, it's a good call, and thanks for that, Sasha. Always so valuable with her inputs, of course. But this is Monastir with Crawford getting the ball out to Sleeman. Look at the passes out to that man. Habadi, and then out to that man, Mashok, who's unable to get anything. But the rebounds. No defense, no win.
Yeah, just holes everywhere in this balloon that the Patriots are trying to carry. Rebounds, giving up easy baskets as the trip happens by Gayaza. On the drive, so Costner will get a couple of free throws. But Robbie, the Patriots have a huge mountain to climb to even get close. And not only because of the numbers, but also because of who they're playing against. As Majak takes a break, I mean, this is just a well-oiled machine, Monastir.
No, they are. They are indeed. And Tunisia relishes and revels in sport. They love their basketball, of course. They're famed for their soccer, football. But basketball is big. Monastir is a big basketball town, of course, just on the coast. And you know, they've worked hard to get where they are. And you can understand exactly, you know, how they produce such quality players, and a lot of them play for the Tunisian national teams. You see Crawford jump for two. It's an institution, it is. Lance Blanks, they won the 2019 Tunisian Championship, beating Rades, and rose to the top since the late 90s, basically. So playing some really good basketball over time, founded about 1959. So you can do your mathematics there, Lance.
Yeah, and five of these guys joined Monastir from their rival, El Zahra, to play in the BAL, so they've loaded up with the highest level of talent from that country for this team, and have come together in a very impressive way here as the Cinderella story is starting to look not so great, as Costner misses and Bush gets a rebound, misses, and gets his own rebound.
Ball comes out to Diddy. It's a chance now to try and go for three. That's not a bad effort indeed. A sumptuous drop in there from that man who has been working so hard out wide, Diddy. Jean-Jacques.
Boy, you're good. You are good. You don't make turnovers, man. You clean that up so nice. Yeah, Jean-Jacques is the one. And Gayazi misses the easy layup. Jean-Jacques gets it to Costner and gets it back. Tries another three, Robbie, and misses this one short.
Yeah, that was unlucky. That was, yeah, I'm like a twitching owl. I am sort of, you know, with my head turning around.
Well,
you know, 360.
Well, you're allowed. You covered for me. You got the humanitarian out of me.
I think it was already in there, Lance, to be honest with you. Crawford for three. The trees are raining down, if you can say that.
Yeah, you can say that.
You can't say that.
You can say the trees are raining down, and because, oh, now the dunks are laying down as Layani gets the steal and makes his presence felt.
It's another big score. How on earth? What on earth? How is this possible? Now it's turning into a festival of three-pointers, which is remarkable. It's great for the trees. But the scoreline's still very, very handsome, of course, for U.S. Monastir. 53 seconds before the end of the third quarter.
Yeah, they're employing their exchange program where they're exchanging buckets. You can't do that as Layani misses the three ball. You've got to get some stops if you're the Patriots. If you want to get back in this game, you've got to be a little stingy at this point in the game, Robbie.
Yeah, his Bush Wamakota, he's unable to do anything with that. Crawford takes the ball up court. There's a three against two scenario, and Layani has the ball here. You can see that Abada's dispossessed. He has a chance for three. It's another three! Oh, U.S. Monastir, they're making us dream of trees, but not just trees, but also three threes. This is a sensational basketball. This is Lance Blanks. We're having a, well, we're having a, an absolute fine time here in Kigali.
Yeah, we are, and so is Monastir. They are having a run of their life. Lonnie, he steals it, carries it a little bit, and with a nice finish.
Costner attempts a late three, but it's not going to happen. U.S. Monastir, the Giants of Tunisia, well, they're on the throne at the moment. 65 points, Kings of North Africa for the moment. 33 points for the Patriots, who are finding it quite complicated to put up a courageous fight against the team that are tagged as the favorites to go all the way. 65-33. Small break back for the fourth quarter.
U.S. Monastir is up on the Patriots. 32-point lead going into the fourth quarter. You can't think that this is a good thing. As we see the president, President Paul Kagame, sitting there watching the game, I'm sure he's not too happy with the performance of his team.
I can tell from your voice. You're enjoying this, Mokbel.
Man, you know, as a basketball fan, you know, you have to respect what the Tunisian side is doing, you know, the way that they're playing. But at the same time, there's a part of you that wants a close game, you know, just like the quarterfinals match with Maputo and the Patriots. It's so much more exciting when it's punch for punch. You know, when the game is this far, like, out of reach for a specific team, 32-point lead going into the fourth quarter. Unless the Tunisian side have a ridiculously wild breakdown, I do not see how they don't advance to the finals.
See, you're coming out slowly by slowly. I could detect it, you know, say from when, you know, the music played and you introduced the link and stuff. But anyway, it's okay. It's okay. Anyway, wow. They have completely. What? I mean, it's kind of tough to get back into this one, just like Mokbel had said, because it looks like the Patriots have gone back to bed, honestly. You know, if Costner is the best player in the second half, then you know what that means, you know?
Oh, man, it's trouble for the Patriots, man. But let's hope that they can put together a few nice little runs to make this lead just a little bit closer. The fourth quarter is underway, and we will be back on. This is a special VOA broadcast of the Basketball Africa League, and we will be on for the post game.
Do you sometimes think, crikey, this is massive, this is absolutely massive, the Basketball Africa League? What are your thoughts on it?
Well, as a young girl who played basketball growing up, I can say this is massive. First of all, the arena, the Kigali Arena, 10,000-seater here in East Africa. It means so much, not only for Rwanda as a country, but the region and also the entire continent. Speaking to the players throughout the tournament, it's been incredible. All of them are saying this is what we deserve. And when you see the amount of guests that are here, the VIPs watching this game, it just tells you that the BAL is changing the face of African basketball.
Well, we're blessed to be part of this indeed, Asha. Thank you very much for your input, and it's great. It really is. Lance Blanks, we talked so many times. We'll get back to the action in a second. I think that, you know, we can stray away momentarily just to talk about basketball without borders, of course. It's an incredible, incredible project. And BJ Johnson was obviously, you know, one of the founding members, if you like, who was very well connected to that. Great believer in bringing this project to the fore. And maybe you've got something you'd like to say about BJ.
I appreciate that. Before I talk about BJ, who deserves a ton of space because of his commitment, as Didi misses a long jump shot. I need to clean something up a little bit. A few minutes ago, we looked at Dikembe Mutombo, and we were trying to figure out who he was with. He was with DJ Mbanga, who is also NBA royalty, if you will, who's come here to his home continent of Africa to watch basketball. But back to BJ Johnson, his commitment to the BAL, Basketball Africa, the Hamidou Gallo Fall, and the entire NBA family. It just goes without saying. It's Koster knocks down the three ball. It's as big as you've ever seen from someone. And we had him doing it, talking to all of the teams on a Zoom call, and he literally started crying. That was part of that video we just saw a few minutes ago. That's how passionate he was about Africa and about what the BAL was to come. And so his sweat is in this day, and it's in this moment because of his commitment. He came over many years with his wife, Claudette, and they just loved the kids. He loved training and working them out. And it's just it's amazing to see, and emotional for me. So he's dearly missed around the world, and his impact will be felt forever.
Oh, it's a very fine homage to BJ Johnson, and you know, and all of the personalities involved in making this possible, but also all of the different projects that we mentioned before, starting with Seed back at the start of the noughties, of course, in Dakar. It's incredible, and we applaud that, and we hope that this legacy continues for a very, very long time. So brilliant stuff, Lance. Thanks very much. Back to the action, 68-36, and a one-sided affair, unfortunately. We wanted to see Alan Major try and get his men to fight valiantly. The interesting thing is that ever since Aristide Mugabe has come on, he's hit two field shots and nailed them, which basically means that in the space of, you know, a short amount of time, he's actually found points. Why wasn't he playing a little bit earlier?
Well, that's a great question. I have to believe it had to do with matchups and who was guarding who. And I mean, it's kind of easy for me to sit over here and second guess that. I think Coach Major has done a great job, Robbie, in getting this team to this point. Mugabe obviously made some big shots. He's part of getting them here. And I mean, it's a situation where matchups change at times. I mean, we're looking at a guy, Lahani here. He didn't play.
He didn't play.
Right.
And just now, didn't play.
And then now he's making a huge impact on this game. So coaches have their reasons for doing things, and you have to trust that. And what the Patriots have done, even with this big lead, I mean, they shouldn't be holding their heads. This is a phenomenal Monastir team. And to me, they are the Cinderella story of the BAL because of how far they've gotten.
No, it's wonderful. And, you know, I think that it's always interesting to have a home team, you know, fly the flag at a home event and try and do something. And they've held their head up very high. It's been admirable what they've actually achieved. And, you know, who knows, maybe next year they'll come back and they'll go even further because, you know, this is a young team that have only been around since 2014. So that's a funny score there. And
Manui on the finish at the rim.
So yeah, just to give the Patriots the credit that they deserve, and the coach Alan Major coming in and working his magic with his team. They deserve to be here.
Right down the lane. These guys are so good, Monastir, at finishing around and over bigs. Robbie, they do a great job of getting it up high on the glass and avoiding the block shots.
In a big way. There's a chance for three, but it just comes off the metal from Diddy. Ball back out, Mugabe back to Diddy. Gets rid of Layani very well. It's a mid-range shot, and it's a fine, fine shot indeed. The two go up on the scoreboard, and well, they close in on the 40-point mark, but it's still a big, massive lead that they've got, Monastir. Layani, crikey, he is just a nuisance.
What's the next level up in the nuisance? He is relentless in his aggression. He's involved in all the plays just about for this Monastir team. It's amazing the depth of their bench, Robbie. It's really incredible.
No, it's as if they've got like 25 players, you know, on the bench and not not the 12 that you're allowed. You keep on seeing these players, oh, we haven't seen him for a while. Oh, and then all of a sudden he's like scoring three or four baskets. Loiani, as you said, didn't play. Now here he is. He's playing the game of his life and he's basically knocking on the door to be one of the starting five players in the final.
Yeah, and Loiani, he's so comfortable having not played in the last game. I mean, you would think that he would be a little bit out of rhythm, but he's not. He's been incredibly impactful. Even there on the defense, stopping the drive, which turned into a turnover, Abada puts it.
Well, it was two against one on that occasion, wasn't it, Lance? But they still couldn't land the points.
And Marnau, he lost it, but then he gets the possible turnover.
That was a little bit of a fumble on both sides. Good opportunity there, Didi, trying to produce the up and under, rolling it back up. But finally, it's just a foul that's been drawn. The points don't go in, but two shots on the free throw line.
Yeah, just a mountain that I don't know that'll be able to be climbed for these Patriots as they again kind of look at this clock get too deep into the fourth period. Robbie, it's you hate to see any of these teams go home after all of the work that they put in, obviously not only to get here but once they were here, quarantining and protocols and practices and the injuries, just hard to watch.
Well, listen, I think that it's just a great experience, isn't it? And, you know, you want experience of the highest order. Majok back on. Oh, the step back shot there coming in to take their tally to 75. He can do pretty much everything. We talked about that with him, didn't we, Lance?
Well, yeah, at the beginning of the game when the Patriots had the lead, I thought Ibe would give a little more or be able to combat him a little more as Kaji throws it away. Ends up in another layup. Marinoi.
Yeah, he's another player who's come off the bench who's now racking up some points.
I mean, where are they pulling these guys
from? I don't know. There's a tunnel around the back behind the bench. They're just like coming. They're queuing up. There's a direct tunnel from Tunisia. I get the impression. Here they go again.
Yeah, I mean, can you say sumptuous bench? Because that's your word or the word of the day. I mean, can you say that for the bench?
You can. I would probably say that it is
deep bench.
It's always going to be a deep bench.
Extreme bench.
I would just say that's the biggest bench that I've ever seen. It's an unfathomable bench.
Unfathomable?
Yes.
Unfathomable.
In the bubble.
In the bubble.
Unfathomable
in the bubble. Yeah. Okay. Right. I like it. Man, I love it. You're good, man. Sometime you're T2, man. You're Mr. Tongue Twister. You love throwing the tongue twisters my way. But you know what?
Is that a Marvel comic hero?
No, that's a I tell you what, I'm gonna take a break. You give me some more TTs, tongue twisters. Monastir up huge.
Man, Monastir up 37. Prince.
What do you expect me to say?
I want you to say something because clearly I have nothing to say. Well, this is a blowout beyond epic proportions. I don't think any of us really thought this game was going to turn out the way that it has. Even if the Tunisian side was going to win, we thought the Patriot side would have kept it close. But man, oh man, like I was saying, I feel like U.S. Monastir has a completely different level when they go into the playoffs. They were they were on gear one in the group stages.
They're a fantastic team.
Oh my goodness.
They're super experienced. You know, they've been together for a long time. Mm-hmm. I was telling someone, minus Rank G and, you know, Majok, this is the Tunisian national team.
Absolutely.
Players who've been playing for decades for the Tunisian national team. And, of course, there's also a fusion of younger players such as Omar Abada, you know. And so this is a team that they have that sort of chemistry. They've been together for a long time. But the Patriots is just a team that was actually, you know, they brought in people from different parts and, you know, formed a team real quick. But see that playing out. But at the same time, you know, it was a tough matchup. Honestly, they met during the group stages. And, you know, the same Tunisian side actually won against the Patriots. And so we didn't really expect much. They've given a good account of themselves, the Patriots. They've really tried their best. But honestly, the best of team won today.
Yeah, from what it looks like with 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter that the U.S. Monastir side will come away with this victory. We just don't know what the final score is, but but we do know that it's looking like they will come out with this victory, and they will end up playing the Egyptian Giants Zamalek in the finals tomorrow. But we will have more insight on that post-game. Let's get back to this game. 3 minutes and 40 seconds left in the fourth quarter. U.S. Monastir 79, Patriots Basketball Club 41.
Going up for two to make it 79-43 with 3:20 left on the clock. They've just pulled on a guy who hasn't played any time, so he's come off the bench. Where did he come from? Bouri.
Again, as another three gets rained. Bouri, I saw him warming up. And again, I just think they're just going and grabbing guys.